I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. There are two ways to go. As Caesar overwhelmed and destroyed the Roman Republic, the Romans had a choice. Neither choice was good, but it was all they had. They could allow it to happen, or they could fight. They could accept the bridle, as Plutarch put it, and with some humiliation keep their estates and their status and their life. Or they could fight desperately, hopelessly, against overwhelming odds. It's like the lyrics to the Mount Joy song. There's two ways it goes now as our love comes crashing down. You could be the flame that burns out, or you could turn and burn it down. Cicero chose to go quietly along. Cato refused. Both were powerless, turns out, to effect much change at that moment. Caesar was too powerful. The Republic had already fallen. But Cato chose to lay down his life to make the ultimate sacrifice and a statement of resistance. In so doing, he sealed Caesar's fate and made a statement about freedom and liberty loud enough that the founders of America heard it 17 years later and formed a new nation around it. A Stoic doesn't always win, but they never go quietly along. Keeping their stuff, keeping their fancy position at the cost of being a slave or a sellout, they'd rather be dead. They'd rather lose it all if there was a 1% chance of making a difference, if not for themselves, then for future generations. A Stoic fights, whether it's against a hedge fund looting the great company they've worked for the last decade, or if it's against an illegitimate Vichy state. A Stoic doesn't go quietly into the good night like Cicero. They rage like Cato. They say what needs to be said. They don't let the light go out. They'd rather burn it down than give in. Because the Republic, literal, metaphorical, it matters. What you stand for, what you believe in, it's worth fighting for. Doing the right thing is enough. When you've done well and another is benefited by it, why, like a fool, do you look for a third thing on top? Credit for the good deed or favor in return. Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, 773. The answer to the question, why did you do the right thing, should always be because it was the right thing to do. After all, when you hear or see another person do that, especially when they might have endured some hardship or difficulty as a consequence for doing the right thing, do you not think, well, that is a human being at their finest? So why on earth do you need thanks or recognition for having done the right thing? After all, you were only doing your job. This idea, Mark Spruess talks about the third thing, and I know I have another episode about this week, but this idea of the third thing is the recognition, the credit, the gratitude, the reciprocation. But the Stoics would say, we don't control any of that. It's not a given. It depends on other people. And to only do the right thing because you want to be rewarded for it, because you want to be recognized for it, is to put your heart out of your body on a platter for someone to stomp all over. The reality is most things are not recognized. Good deeds go, rarely does a good deed go unpunished, as the expression goes. So that can't be why we do it. We have to do the right thing because it's the right thing. There's a quote from Marcus I love where he says, what is a kingship? It's to earn a bad reputation by good deeds, right? It doesn't matter how hard you work, how many people you help, what you do. There's going to be people who just plain reject it, don't see it, get angry for you at it. Every once in a while, I'll check like a YouTube video that we posted, or someone will show me an Amazon review. And it's like, you know, objectively, overwhelmingly, this was good for people. They liked it. It was done from the right place. You provided real value. And there'll be someone saying, you know, screw that guy. I hate him. How dare you? Or whatever, right? But that, so if that's why you did it, you're going to be disappointed. But if you did it because it was pleasurable to you, because you wanted to do it, because you knew it needed to happen, and if you didn't do it, it might not have happened, well, then who gives a crap? So I want you to get to a place where you do the right thing because it's the right thing, because you're trying to live up to the standards you set for yourself, so you're trying to be an example for your kids, so you're trying to make a difference, so you're trying to right some wrongs you've done in the past. You got to get there. I think about this, in recovery, they talk about making amends, right? You have to go and apologize and try to make it right with someone. But that person can give you the middle finger. They don't have to accept your apology, right? They don't have to appreciate what you're going through. They don't have to help you. And so you have to get to a place too where you're doing it because it's the right thing, because it's part of your journey, for instance. But you have to come to terms with the fact that you don't control other people. Your gesture's not always going to be received the way you want it to be received. You're not always going to make the progress you want to make. So you have to detach from the results, focus on the why, focus on the how, focus on the what. Everything else is extra. Do the right thing because it's your job. Do the right thing because it's the right thing. That's a human being at their finest. That's you at your finest. That's you being your best. That's what we got to do today. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it. And I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.